Studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
It's a Halloween show, and we are all dressed up in disguise, but you know what? This is radio, and you can't see it.
Oh, it's too bad you can't see my disguise. It's fantastic. It really is.
Absolutely it is.
Fantastic, yeah. Yeah. Too bad you can't see it. We'll have to you know, revise color microphone number 3 for next week.
That's right. I thought we had color microphones.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Color mics are the only
way to go. Our commentary is so colorful.
Okay. You know, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to make sure that we're going to be up. I didn't even know that we had the lines were down, or some lines were down, until the little thing popped up at the top of the screen and told me they were back up again. So, you know, if they go away, there's nothing we can do. So, but I assume it's because of the big storm going on back east. They really got pummeled, from what I understand.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. In fact, I was thinking about, you know, being up here in the KRBN mobile studios, you know, which is a 28-foot motorhome. Everybody else would be dark, but everybody in these RV parks, we all got generators.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all right. I've got 500,000 different batteries laying around. They're all in chargers, and so half of them are at least charged. And so I've got lamps and lanterns, and I used to sell flashlights, so I've got about 20 of those left over that have batteries in them that work. I've got light coming up my nose.
Nice.
Up my nose. But it would, you know, the only problem is of course we wouldn't have any warm meals. But I actually do kind of listen to some, who do I say I want to listen to? Anyway, I do have a lot of stuff stored and a lot of stuff that we've stocked up on in the groceries department, and a lot of it's canned stuff that we could eat that doesn't have to be cooked, and it would be nice if it was warm. Maybe I could hold it over a candle and warm it up or something, but we could probably go for days without having any electricity. Of course, a lot of our frozen stuff would have to be, I don't know what I'd do.
You cook dinner by pumpkin.
Well, you know, that's not impossible. That's not impossible at all, to be honest with you. I would consider doing that. As a matter of fact, I don't know about doing that, but I definitely, we don't even have a barbecue sitting out on the back porch, but I could certainly come up with one. The neighbor has 2 or 3 of them out there. I could certainly borrow one from him so we could cook. So there's got to be a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. And I, you know, we are Americans. Americans, we can get it. We can do it. We can. Anyway, hi.
Are you sure?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know. Anyways, welcome to the show, folks. This is Oregon Update. I'm Robin, and that over there is Cliff. And you can join us, believe it or not, if you want to. Actually, we would like you to.
646-721-9887. 646-721-9887 is the telephone number you can call. And when you do that, you can get on the line, and we'll be – we really want to hear from you. We really want to hear what you have to say.
Cliff lights up – you got to see this. When there's a phone call, he lights up brighter than the pumpkin on the front step.
You know, come to think of it, I think I'll bring up the chat room. Speaking of things I haven't done.
Speaking of chat room, too, you can join us in the chat room. You can use Blog Talk Radio's chat room, which unfortunately you can participate by being a guest, but it's you cannot comment, unfortunately. That's one of the failings of it. And
but if you go to KRBNradio.com, KRBNradio.com, all of that is one word, and stick that in there, and then it'll bring up our front page, and you can click over on the left-hand side on the little blue button that says chat. That will bring up the other chat room, which you do have to identify. Well, you have to put some.
Does not require an account to participate.
But you do have to put some sort of a name in there so we can keep track of you. And I'm doing that now, by the way.
I did.
So, Okay, so now we've got two chat rooms that we can talk to you in. Doesn't make it, well, it's easier if you go to the CaribbeanRadio.com chat room. And if you go to CaribbeanRadio.com, you can also click over on the right. There's a widget. That's an in-house word, widget.
Widget.
And you can click on that. It says Blog Talk.
Widget used to mean little tiny people, but now it's a – oh, that's wicket. I'm sorry.
It's midget.
No. Anyway, never mind. Lord of the Rings. But
okay.
Anyways.
Too many
so anyways, yeah, there's a whole bunch of different ways to join the show, and including you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we have a blog going, and all that information is available on the Blog Talk Radio homepage and on our KRBNRadio.com homepage. But we would prefer if you would give us a call at 646-721-9887. We got lots to talk about today. We got going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in Europe, and Herman Cain's getting himself. Well, we'll get into that right after our sponsor's message about the trouble that he's getting into, and then we got a "What the Heck Are They Thinking" segment, and some other topics that sometimes Cliff and I, when we get talking into things, especially off air, we do get into shouting matches, and I have a feeling today is going to be one of those days. So. We'll get back into this and more right after these messages.
Wow.
Good dog, Skippy. Yes, Skippy is a very good dog, and I always enjoy working with him and like to reward him for a great performance. However, I am always hesitant and very selective in the types of treats that I will give him because I worry about his health and only want to give him something that's really good for him. That's why I always reward him with Dancing Dog cookies, because they are handmade to order from all natural ingredients and preservative-free. But they come in a wide variety of styles and flavors. Skippy loves them, and I'm sure you will too, so check them out at www.dancingdogcookies.com.
Yeah, check them out, and let them know that you've heard about them here on KRBN, and I'm sure they would appreciate it. And we, of course, would appreciate it because it means that somebody's, they're checking out the ads. Anyways, you can check them out at dancingdogcookies.com. They're really kind of cool. They're all natural, and they look like, little tiny cookies, you know, in different type of shapes. And they do custom orders if you have something coming up. And
I do have to say, however, they don't let you dance with the dogs.
They don't.
No, I tried that. They don't let you dance with dogs.
Of course, there are golden retrievers. I mean, they're big enough that they could dance with. But you know, I mean, if you really want to dance with the dog, I mean that's up to you.
You have to dance with your dog.
Yeah. But check them out, dancingdogcookies.com.
I don't know what I've done here. I've lost.
You have got to be. You what?
Oh.
Lost a few things.
I've closed my studio. To bring up the chat room. I didn't realize I had done that. Now I'm trying to get everything back open again.
Step away from the keyboard.
Really? There's so many things to do. So many things to remember. Now I've got 6 things up and don't know what to do with any of them. But anyway, okay. Go ahead and do what you're doing.
That's why we have a producer.
Yes. Produce.
Anyways. It's going to be a crazy show, and that's okay. We like crazy here. Crazy can be good. And speaking of crazy, I re-cue, 646-721-9887. Give us a call, or you can listen.
You have got to be kidding me. What the heck were they thinking? Can you actually believe they did that?
It's Robin's What the Heck Are They Thinking Award, where Robin picks out some of the dumbest and most ridiculous headlines of the week. And now, with this week's picks... Here's Robin.
Okay, I got 2 of them for you today. This one is kind of more of a, I don't know what you'd want to call it. The next one, I'll kind of get my blood boiling a little bit. But it headlines. PETA is suing SeaWorld. PETA, which is the animal rescue group, by the way, is suing SeaWorld for enslaving killer whales. And they believe that... they want the federal court to make the decision whether or not to grant constitutional rights to five killer whales who perform at marine parks. Basically, they're claiming that the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, that's PETA, is accusing SeaWorld of keeping five star performer whales in conditions that violate the 13th Amendment ban on slavery.
You keep any animal, you're keeping them in slavery. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Their whole philosophy is, my opinion, is moot, because they just make no sense at all. You can't own an animal, period, because that is slavery. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, it brings up an interesting question, is that although the opinions of the lawyers involved are saying that not really, the lawsuit is not going to really go anywhere, but imagine what would happen if it did, if they actually did decided that they did have constitutional rights and it went a bit further to all animals, where you couldn't keep, like, say, your dog on a leash, because that would, your dog would be considered, a sentient being and being enslaved.
Well, the simple fact of the matter is, it's only going to be count to the people who will probably benefit from it somehow or another, and it's not the animals that are, instituting this problem. It's the people. As a matter of fact, most dogs and most cats that are in homes and live with people are quite happy to do so. You can see it by them wagging their tail or doing whatever, doggy-type things and kitty-type things to say that they're happy. Well, that's, if they're not happy, that's another story entirely. But it's not up to some stupid human being to speak up for them. And that's the only way that they can accomplish anything, is for some stupid human being to speak up for them. So this whole thing is sort of a moot point and sort of ridiculous. And all it is, again, is a way for lawyers to make money. But the thing is, who the hell do they make the money from? Dogs and cats can't pay them. So
that's right.
Who are they making the money from? Is it going to
fund? Isn't this kind of a prelude to the Planet of the Apes?
Well, no, I don't think so, because I don't really think we're going to see the apes speaking to us and doing all the work anytime soon. So I'm not too worried about it.
You never know. They might not just be talking to you.
Well, if you want to get down to never knowing, to be honest with you, if you read it all, you'll understand that the world is being controlled by the mice.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah.
The mice. And the answer...
We are basically, for people following the show that are under 50 years old, probably have no clue what we're talking about.
Oh, no. A lot of people read that book. Or that's, I guess it's a set of books, isn't it? Restaurant at the End of the Universe. It's a very, very good... And as a matter of fact, BBC has put out two different... what do I want to call them? Renditions.
Well, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was one of them.
Yes, and they've done Hitchhiker's Guide twice, and it was a movie not too long ago. So, it's not something that's been totally ignored by everybody. I don't know if the 42 and the mice part is in the movie or not. I don't remember.
Well, 42 is the answer to the life, universe, and everything.
Yes, yes.
So it's the ultimate question.
I did hear a thing about that on the radio the other night, about that, and I see if I can remember. Basically, they asked a computer what the answer was,
right,
and the computer said 42, and then they come back again and says, what does that mean? And the computer says, give me a couple of lifetimes and I'll tell you.
Yeah, it closed. Anyway, the second one is, and this is the one that kind of... I'm not really sure how to classify this in a way that kind of makes sense, except for it's just government trying to get more control of us. But all I can say is, first of all, thank God that Hillary Clinton did not become president.
Oh.
Despite, she is pushing for the United States to become a party to global gun control laws. been proposed by the United Nations. Basically, her thing is that nobody should have guns, period. Well, personally, I think that one of the reasons why we still have some of the freedoms that we have today compared to, if you compare it to other nations, is because the government really has no clue in how many guns we have and who has them.
Well, not only do they not have a clue, it doesn't make any difference. You can declare, if you want to, that nobody can have a gun. 95% of the guns out there are illegal. So it doesn't really make a damn bit of difference what you declare and what you don't declare. It doesn't make a bit of difference of how hard you try to enforce it or not enforce it. People are hiding them from you in the first place, so they're certainly not going to change their mind and just run out and tell you, look at all the guns I have. I know they do this every once in a while. They pay you for every gun that you have. You bring it in and they give you X amount of dollars, and then they go and supposedly melt them down, except that in almost every instance that I've ever heard of the government, the good old government doing this, they actually keep some of them and
right.
use them, and they don't melt them down. And so,
and along that same line, if you think about, because there are, I can't remember what communities there were, that actually, a couple of them in the U.S. that actually passed a law requiring you to carry a gun, but, you know, if somebody wants to do harm to you, and they know 100% for sure that you are not armed, they're going to do what they're going to do despite what the law says. And also, when you think about, like, home invasions, for example, like in Eugene, excuse me as I'm losing my voice, the Eugene, Oregon area, where and this is one thing that really gets my goat, is it's one thing to have budget cuts, the other thing to come out and announce that you have budget cuts and you're not going to enforce certain laws. In Eugene and in Lane County, and I guess I'm going to do the same thing I'm just accusing them of, since we're broadcasting globally, that if your alarm goes off, the police will no longer respond to it. The private alarm company has to come out and check it out to make sure it's not a false alarm, and if they determine it's a valid alarm, then they'll have the cops come. Well, that takes the average five-minute response time to about 15 to 20 minutes, and the people that do the bad things know that. Well, on the same token, because the police are basically their follow-up on crime. They don't have the manpower to, and we really don't want to be a police state, to really be totally protection of you. So the only thing you can do to protect yourself is to be armed, because, you know, when somebody breaks in and they're threatening you, you just can't say, could you hang on a minute while I make a phone call, and would you like some coffee?
Okay, you're missing the whole point entirely, my dear, by the fact that you're not supposed to have the gun yourself. If you've got an alarm that's going to go off and tell somebody they're breaking into your home, that alarm is going to a place to alert someone. You hire them to do it. You don't hire the cops to do it. You hire that company to do it, ADT or whoever it happens to be. They immediately respond and take care of the problem. They call the cops, and when the cops get there, they help them. But the simple fact is, you're hiring people to do that. We're not it doesn't make any difference what our county is doing to us, and they are doing it to us, by the way. But
right.
The simple fact is, there is no money. So, you know, you've got to start spending it yourself. And if you don't spend it yourself on an alarm company that can come out and protect you and help you, then you better buy the gun.
Exactly. Well, and the point is, and this article, by the way, is from the October 21st Examiner. And I want to just quote a paragraph from it. And this is from journalist Joan Sharon. It says, the Obama administration will take its first major steps in a plan to ban all firearms in the United States. The Obama White House intends to force gun control and a complete ban on all weapons for U.S. citizens through the signing of international treaties with foreign nations. And again, like I said, that's according to journalist Jones Sharon.
Well, you know, one of the first things we've got to do is understand that to say Obama is going to do this or Obama is going to do this is a laugh. The fact that Obama can't even get his own government to work with him, let alone for him, is just totally absurd. So to try to think that he can actually make other people do things is just a total laugh. I mean, the man is a dunce. The man is totally laughable at this particular point. He has accomplished almost virtually nothing other than he has actually done some things and made some laws that are very upsetting to our government, and the rest of the government is not fighting back enough or just too much or something. But Obama is a joke at this particular point. So why we even bring it up, I don't know.
Well, and one thing I wanted to kind of say on this, finished up on this gun control thing, and then we'll switch over to Obama because I got a comment to say to add to what you just said, is that recent operations in Operation Fast and Furious, which was designed to put weapons in the Mexican cartel, and also it's rumored that it kind of helped gain support in gun control, which backfired on the government, and which is a good thing because it once again points out just how sneaky the people in our government can be. But talking about Obama, and well, Obama has come out and basically in so many words says, why do we need Congress? And one of the things that is really scaring me is that he's going to come out excuse me, and like the student loan provision that he's boasting, you know, I'm afraid he's going to try and get himself reelected by making all these changes. Well, the people are focusing just like they did with the health care. It's like, oh boy, I'm going to get free health care. No, you're going to have to pay for it, and if you don't pay for it, you're going to be fined at the end of the year. Same thing with the student loan deals. That to qualify for the student loans, if I understand the provision correctly, you have to currently, for one, be in school, and two, you have to be in school, I think, within the last 3 years. And in that case, the your payments on your student loan you'd qualify for would be 10% of your, I forget the word, but it's leftover money. And then after 20 years, your loan would be forgiven. Well, one little thing, though, since I'm a recent graduate of a couple years ago, when you are in school, you don't have to make any student loan payments until 6 months after graduation. So what he's promising is something that's already there.
Actually, he doesn't know what he's promising, and he doesn't understand the whole entire thing, just as he doesn't understand much of anything. At this particular point, it is just totally absurd to go after this problem in this direction. You don't go after student loans by restricting the people who are allotting the student loans, or that are giving out the student loans, or that are trying to retrieve their money back again. That's not where you go. You go after student loans by changing how much it costs to go to school in the first place. Our colleges and schools are out of control. They're just totally out of control. There are people who want to go in and get an actual good education. It costs you $250,000 to do that. You're actually never, never going to pay that off. That's absurd. I mean, do you ever finish paying off your home? Hardly ever. And so consequently, this is just totally insane. He doesn't believe that he's bound by the Constitution or the law or any semblance of moral or ethical behavior. He just does whatever he wants to do, which mostly entails giving away our tax money, the money that we have, and he gives it to his friends and cronies and supporters. Like, remember Acorn? He's giving money to the Acorn. All of this. And, of course, I unfortunately equate all of this to Illinois. All of these things and such things happened in Illinois and are indigenous to Illinois. And consequently, I'm about ready to say that Illinois should be held to different constraints than the rest of the country, because we need to pay attention to what's going on. Illinois, and specifically Chicago, is where most of the underworld dirty business comes from. And
I thought it was D.C.
No. The actual robbers and barons and such things are from Chicago and Illinois. They've just moved to D.C. since Obama came around.
Exactly. Now, if he wants to really do something to help students, two things I can suggest. The first thing is make the colleges and universities more accountable and go back to remind them that they're being paid to provide a service, and you know that you go in for the type of training that you're going into, and you come out with that training. Not this all like Lane Community College, and I'll just keep saying Lane Community College. I'll let them come and challenge me on this, where I went in to get an associate science degree, and they were more focused on making me a more well-rounded person. That's why I now drive a truck, and I have $30,000
One of the things that's going on now, if you take a look and go to check out people who actually what is the word I want to use? People who actually look into your bona fides, if they check out whether you've got a degree or not, people are not looking at that anymore. And it doesn't. And you know what? And this is not just recently. But years ago, I wanted to get a job, and I went in to get a job, and it was basically for the government in this particular case. And they said, well, you have to have a degree. And I said, well, what in what? And they said, we don't care. It can be a degree in ditch digging as long as you have a degree. That's stupid. That's absolutely stupid. It does not qualify you for anything, does not make you a better person, does not make you anything except poorer. And that's why it's all going to go up in flames very shortly, because people are not paying any attention to what kind of a degree, if you have a degree, because it doesn't mean anything to them anymore.
You did your time, is what they say. But the second thing that he could do, if you really wanted to help the students out, is allow the student loans to be included in bankruptcy. Now, Cliff and I disagree on this one, but it's like everything else. I mean, I had to go through bankruptcy. I threw away an 800 credit score because I couldn't get a job, and I ran out of money, point blank. And I had to go declare bankruptcy. I tried my best not to. But unfortunately, you can't include student loans, and there are a lot of people that are defaulting on their student loans just because of that. They don't have the money. They can't pay it. And so it's creating a financial burden on people.
Oh, on almost everyone. You know, you can't go to school and become a doctor because, you know, even as a doctor, you make big bucks as a doctor, supposedly, but you don't make enough money to pay for that damn student loan. It just doesn't happen because you've got to, right out of the gate, start making, you know, $500,000 a year. And most people don't make that right out of the door of college. So the whole thing is going to topple down, and that's just one place. And that's the thing. Obama simply doesn't understand what's toppling down around his ears, and that's exactly what's happening. And so he figures what he's doing is spending our money. He's spending our taxes, and he's not, well, he's actually going further than that. He's spending it before money we don't even have, he's spending. And the simple fact of the matter is he's giving it to his cronies and his friends, and so that when he gets out of that office, he's going to be well off for the rest of his life. And I think we should just put him in jail, but that's another story.
Well, and you brought up an interesting topic that I want to kind of touch on in just a moment. But first, I want to remind people you can join our conversation here at 646-721-9887. You can join us in the chat room, either one of them at Blog Talk Radio or at krbnradio.com. We've talked about this on the show in the past, and it's going to take me just a moment here to pull it up because I want to quote it directly. But we talked about I believe it's the 28th Amendment, Cliff.
Oh, yeah. Amendment.
And there's a Warren Buffett recently came out with an interesting opinion that he told in an interview on CNBC. Actually, he came out with this a couple months ago, but it kind of goes along with the 28th Amendment. But Buffett, and I'm quoting from CNBC, and you can read these comments, by the way, at going to caribbeanradio.blogspot.com, which is our blog, and check it out. He says that I could end the deficit in 5 minutes. You just pass a law that says that any time there's a deficit of more than 3% of the GDP, all sitting members of Congress are ineligible for reelection. I go, you know what? That is so simple. It puts them back into the mix, and the best part about it is that you will not hear any more of this.
I love these members that get up and say, read the bill. What good is reading the bill if it's 1,000 pages and you don't have 2 days and two lawyers to find out what it means after you read the bill?
Or intelligence.
And by the way, a name you should remember, that was John Conyers. We should remember that when he comes up for re-election, by the way.
That was not John Conyers. That was that old guy that's already gone.
Is he already gone?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, in either case, remember, when people come up, just like Nancy Pelosi, well, we got to pass it to see what's in it. Remember these comments. I didn't know he was gone, but he's the one that said it. But anyways, the Congressional Reform Act of 2011, which is going around the Internet, and we have that up on our board, I actually like most of it. Let me just it's seven pieces. Let me just go ahead and paraphrase it real quick here. Number one, I feel like now we should be doing the Tonight Show. Number one, no tenure, no pension. A congressman or woman collects a salary while in office and receives no pay when they're out of office. Well, I think in a way they should do a little bit like maybe have the 401k or Social Security like the rest of us.
Okay.
Number two.
What is this you're quoting from?
This is from the Congressional Reform Act of 2011.
Well, they need to look at this, the 28th Amendment. Congress shall make no law that applies to citizens of the United States that does not apply equally to senators and representatives, and Congress shall make no law that applies to senators and representatives that does not apply equally to citizens of the United States. That would solve that first statement immediately.
Exactly. Well, that's also on the list here. You just jumped ahead of me.
Oh.
Number two. Congress, past, present, and future, participates in Social Security. All funds in the Congressional Retirement Fund move to Social Security system immediately. All future funds flow into the Social Security system, and Congress participates with the American people. It may not be used for any other purpose. Number three, Congress can purchase their own retirement plan, just like the rest of the Americans can do. Number four, and I really applaud this one, Congress will no longer vote themselves a pay raise. Congressional pay raise will rise by the lower of the CPI or 3%. Because it's pretty bad when, you know, the economy's in a hole, whether it's Congress or a local, and they reward themselves with a pay raise where the rest of us are suffering. Number five. Congress loses their current health care system and participates in the same health care system as the American people. And just like Cliff just said, the rest of us are going to be forced with Obamacare. They're not. And again, number six is what Cliff just mentioned, that Congress must equally abide by all laws they impose on the American people. And number seven, all contracts with past and present congressmen, women, are void, effective 1-1 of 2012. The American people did not make this contract with Congress. Congress made all these contracts for themselves. Serving in Congress is an honor, not a career. The founding fathers envisioned citizen legislatures, so ours should serve their term and then go home and back to work.
Okay.
And that's the list.
And almost everything on there is covered by the 28th Amendment. Just pass the 28th Amendment, and it's all taken care of.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
Yeah, imagine that. Like Cliff has said many times, is you got to take the career out of being in government.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's this business of being able to stay in there for as long as you want has got to be the end. You know, a couple of terms. That would give you, what, 6 or 8 years. That's sufficient, I think. And any longer than that, and you've got to be out on your ear, so to speak, because that's just too much of a chance of, well. And the only thing I concern myself is about the bureaucrats that are working behind the scenes, because each congressman, well, each senator, gets to hire 100 people, and they've got, well, I that's not exactly true, but they have $1 million to do so they can hire hundreds of
people. I don't care how many people they hire. I don't want to hear any more about, why read the bill? Well, if you're not going to read it, why introduce it? Don't pass the damn bill if you don't know what's in it.
But that's what I'm talking about. That's why we've got to worry about those people that they hire. Those people that are hired are the people who tell the congressman or the representative what to do and how to do it and when to do it. Because when you go in there as a freshman, whatever you are, and you have no idea what's going on. You rely on those of that staff to tell you what's going on and to help you with what's going on. Those people are there for life. They don't ever go away. So whatever they decide to get in and do as a group, you're just stuck with. And you, I mean you and me in this particular case. There's got to be something done to adjust who's there and who's making the rules and who's making the money. And that's, you know, there's a reason that people stay at those jobs forever because they pay extremely well, which is just ridiculous. And we've got to change that so that the government jobs don't pay more than the civilian jobs. And that's what's going on right now in the rest of the world. And that's one of the biggest problems that's happening in the rest of the world. We are spending money that we don't have. And we've been spending money that we don't have for quite some time. It's just that in the last 3 years or so, a little over 3 years, whatever it is, we've done it in huge, huge, gargantuan numbers instead of small numbers. And
well, let me ask you this real quick here. I know where you're going with that, but let me just ask you this question. I'll throw this also out to our listeners. And if you and I both knew ahead of time and had our say that we were going to borrow money from China, would you have approved it?
Well, yeah.
You would approve borrowing money from China. I think that what would have happened, or what I'd rather see, is the American people just going, wait a minute, we don't have to borrow money from another country. We're America. We can pull up our bootstraps and get things going ourselves. But
well, see, I would have approved it the first time. The second time, no. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, no. But you see, it's all falling down around their ears because you realize that just this morning, remember Goldman Sachs chairman and New Jersey Governor John Gorzine are running a Wall Street firm together, and just this morning they declared bankruptcy. Because things are not going the way they thought they were going to go. The world is changing. The whole world is under trouble. The firm is, by the way, called MF Global. And recently they're $6.3 billion in debt to some of Europe's most troubled economies, including Spain and Italy. So worldwide, this thing is collapsing on you, folks, ready or not. And Europe is trying to do the same thing we're doing to a certain extent, if you wish to call it what we're doing, because they're just coming up with money out of nowhere. In our case, we actually go to the office and print it. I don't know if that's what they're doing in Europe or not, but the point is they're actually trying to convince banks to forgive half of the money that they've already loaned to different countries and still loan them more. And you know, these countries are actually being, I mean, these banks are, I think, rather amazed at that anybody would ask them to do that. Yet some of them are doing it. There are banks that are doing it. Japan is continuing to loan money to different European countries, even though they know they're not going to pay it back. They're just simply not going to pay it back. And so the public, and I was going to say the American public, but in this particular case, the world's public, is going to have to learn to live lean. And it's going to happen. And talk about falling apart. It's all going to collapse. It's awfully darn close to it right at the moment. And it's all going to happen. It is going to collapse very shortly. And you're going to make less money, like it or not. You're going to make less money. You're already making a huge amount of less money on your home. That was a big money pit right there. Everybody was buying homes to keep his investments. Well, your investment just went all to hell, as a matter of fact, and it's going to get worse.
And sooner or later, those lenders are going to want their money.
Well, they're not going to get it. They're simply not going to get it. They're going to have to do the same thing that these world banks are doing, and they're going to have to forgive that much money. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Right now they're worried about, again, old, uninformed, and totally uninspired Obama is out there trying to convince them that they should loan more money or to give more money or to do it a different way or something. And I tell you, it's just all sort of stupid. It's not going to happen. It's all going to collapse around your eardrums, and it's just never going to fail. I'm sorry. All of these big...
Well, that's the thing. So what happens if like China, for example, what happens if they decide, well, you know, guys, we loaned you all this money, and I don't know what we use for collateral. If we even had to use collateral, I mean, what do we put up for collateral? You know, Pittsburgh, I don't know. But not to pick on Pittsburgh, of course. But what if they decide that, you know, it's time to collect, and we say, well, you know, sorry, we just don't have the money. What's going to happen?
Well, that's exactly what it's called. It's called bankruptcy, and that's saying, sorry, we don't have the money to pay you back. And that's what everybody's threatening is bankruptcy. Well, wake up.
What if it's like the student loans? You know, I'm sorry, you borrowed money from another country, and just like student loans, you're not allowed to declare bankruptcy on this. Sorry.
Well, you know, it doesn't make any difference what you're allowed to do. When you don't have any money, you don't have any money, and you do it. That's real simple.
Okay.
We're out of money. France, Spain, Portugal, all these, Italy, they're all out of money. They're out of money. Greece is totally out of money, and so this is all going to end. It's coming down around your ears, folks. Hello, wake up and smell the lack of money, I guess, is the what you're smelling, the empty.
Okay, so China says, well, I want my money now. Sorry, you know, like I said, I don't know what the intricacies of it. If we had to back our money up with any type of collateral like we do, you know, if we go borrow money for a house, you know, or for anything else, we have to have it unless it's an unsecured loan. But they come up and they say, well, you know, if you don't have the money, we want something for it then. Otherwise, if you don't, we're going to take it by force. We're going to repo your country.
China is not stupid. China has been around for a long time. You know, how much longer has China been around than we have? Thousands of years longer than we have. So they're not stupid. They've done it, and they've been there before. And the simple fact of the matter is they know they're not going to get their money back at this particular point. They've got to sit there and wait it out. Now, they're not giving us any more money. And they're not giving, by the way, the European Union went to China to float a loan to get some money to help them bail everybody out. And China said, no, we're not going to give you that money. We're going to sit here and watch what's going on. We're not going to do bad things. We're not going to call in anything. We're not going to say bad things. We're going to do business with you because we think ultimately you'll come out of this and everything will be fine. But the simple fact is we're not stupid. We're not going to give you bad money against after bad money. We're just not going to do that anymore. So consequently, they went after that money and didn't get it. China has hit the end. They've come to the stop, and they're not going to go for any more. So you can sit down there and you can do whatever you want to, but it's just not coming anymore. On the same token, you know, you can holler and scream and yell at Greece all you want to. You can jump up and down and threaten to do anything you want to do to Greece. If there's no money there, there's no money there. And so the simple fact of the matter is they're not going to pay it back. And so you can say you'll take a 50% deduction on the money, and maybe that'll do them well enough that they can come out from underneath of it. And overall, at the end of the day, someday, next year, the year after that, or years down the line, they'll pay you back. But who knows if they will or not. The simple fact of the matter is we've got too many countries and too many and entities and banks and big businesses going out of business and not having the money to pay it back, so it's going to have to change. The whole economy of the world is going to have to change. The people that are going to benefit from this are the underdeveloped countries, the third world countries, so to speak. They have nothing to lose. They're already down there. They're going to actually benefit in the long run, I believe, from this whole thing. So, you know.
Some are saying that we've already went from a recession to a depression. In fact, what's kind of laughable on that same token, you know, we were told by the government that we officially came out of recession and, you know, the economy's recovering, and Cliff and I just kind of looked at each other and went, huh?
Really?
Yeah, and
We're not anything. We never did come out of anything. We went in 2008 and got ourselves into things, and that's as far as we've gone, and it's getting worse, not better. You know, it'll change a little here. It'll go up a little and go down a little, go up a little, go down a little. But overall, it's going down, not up. And that's not half of it. We're just talking about what's happening in the United States.
Okay. As we are continuing, we had a little technical glitch there, so Block Talk Radio is apparently having trouble with their phone lines, as we got notification today, so apparently we got cut off. The people that were listening to us, if you heard a little bit of weird music, that's what's going on, but we're going to go ahead and kind of at least fix it up for the archives. And so we were talking about, again, the sound bites and Herman Cain and
well, the fact is, Herman Cain is doing enough now. You don't need to worry about sound bites. I really do believe in these debates. I really believe that the debates are the only way to go, where you can really find out some information, because hopefully and preferably, the candidates really can't perform or prepare for these debates. They can prepare by simply knowing the information that they're trying to get across. And again, if they don't know that information, if they're not prepared by the time these debates are going on, then they shouldn't be running for the office. Consequently, let's have the debates, and if they're not prepared, then let's just, I mean, it's what has basically taken place is, like with Rick Perry, his numbers have dropped. I think he was a flash in the pan in the first place, to be honest with you, but his numbers have dropped dramatically to the point that he's no longer there. He's way down in the bottom of the list, and some of the people who were at the bottom of the list before are coming back up.
Well, it's going to be an interesting election altogether, and especially when it comes up to when is the Republican and Democrat supposed to start facing off?
Oh, well, that's a long time from now.
Yeah.
We're having the primaries are coming up in January, and I think it's the 3rd of January. But we're not going to have any real major – I mean, the primaries are Republican and Democrats, I guess. But basically all we're worried about is deciding what Republican is actually going to be picked by the GOP to literally run. See, we've got, 10, 12 candidates coming in now that are all running and trying to buy for that position, but none of them have actually been picked. The GOP actually has to sit down, and once they've had a bunch of elections and primaries, and then they can sit down and decide of those which is the one that's the most logical as to win the actual election against, and this we're obviously going to be running against Obama. And it's not impossible, by the way, that the Democrats could actually pick someone else as well as Obama to run in that position.
Exactly. And one thing I really wish they'd focus on, though, is they don't have to get up there and go, well, Obama's this, Obama's that. We know what Obama is. I want to hear them more sell themselves instead of putting somebody else down.
Well, you know, if you look at the ones that are up on the top of the list, they are selling themselves and not putting Obama down. Rick Perry is the one who does the worst putting Obama down. Mitt Romney is doing a lot of that, too. But the other people, if you listen to what Newt Gingrich says or you listen to what Herman Cain says, even, well, no, Michelle Bachmann is still pretty much a Obama basher. But some of these people who are really, that I consider legitimately, in the running for a position that could actually do something. Now, I don't mean that it could actually win. I mean that it could actually do something for the country, that actually could do something for us. They don't bash Obama. I have heard them say, all of them, that anyone on the stage could do a better job than the president now. But that's about the worst that they go. But I would much rather find out, and listen to Herman Cain or listen to Newt Gingrich at this particular point, and even John Huntsman has some ideas. I did follow the lead and go in and take a look at Rick Perry's financial program, and it sucks. One of the statements that he makes is that if you don't like it, you can opt out of it. You can just go continue on doing what you want. Well, if you're a millionaire and not paying any taxes, why would you not continue on doing what you're doing? Because it's to your benefit. So why would anyone possibly opt into his program? There's no possible reason why. So consequently, that's, in my opinion, a complete shut-off, complete turn-off. It means virtually nothing to have it up there if it's not going to mean anything like that. Herman Cain has ideas. I will have to admit I'm not real thrilled about him changing his ideas before he even starts to instigate them, but they were logical changes, and they were brought up by the general public, the American people. So it's not a possible problem that he changed him, as long as he doesn't get carried away. Now, there are people who don't have enough money to pay taxes. Consequently, there is a thought to consider them separately from other people. But those who, you know, those people, that's a, pay attention. The debates are coming up. Look at them. Pay attention to them. Go online. If you have a computer, go online and look at the different candidates' websites, because you can learn information from those websites.
Exactly.
A lot of information.
Like Cliff is saying, basically, do your homework. Don't just fall for like what Obama's trying to do now. You know, it's like being the Pied Piper, throwing out pieces of candy to try and buy your vote and to try and make you forget about the last couple years. We need to stay focused. We need to do our research. We have no excuse for not doing our research now. Like Cliff was just saying, you can go to their websites. You can go look up their history. The Internet is a very useful tool, and that's one of the things we need to change in the 21st century is do your homework. Don't just go on name recognition. You know,
the fact is, you've got to understand, if you pay any attention at all to what's happening and what Obama is saying, you'll realize that he's flaunting. He's just thumbing his nose at the Constitution, at the laws, at the Senate, at the House. He's just thumbing his nose at anybody of any position of authority and saying, I know better than everybody, and to hell with you, we're going to do it my way or not. There's no or not. We're just going to do it my way, and that's why we've got to get him out of there. We can't have
that. That should be a huge warning sign in itself when you think about it.
Yes, absolutely. Unbelievable warning sign. Absolutely. It's I can't believe that anybody would not catch that as a warning sign. Goodness, all kinds of timers and things going on.
Exactly.
Exactly. Anyway, we're running out of time at this particular point. But the point is, that's the thing you've got to do. That's the thing we have got to do. And we're running out of time to do that. As I say, January 3rd, I think it is, that the first elections are actually going to be held. And consequently, when that happens, we've got to be ready. Now, this is particular states. I believe it's Iowa, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't have that here either. I'm not prepared, but the first state, each state, find out when your state's primary is and be prepared to have enough information at your fingertips that you can intelligently vote when your state's primary rolls around.
Exactly, and on that note, we are out of time, and again, I'd like to remind people that we'll be about our new time, which is 1 o'clock Pacific time on Monday. And again, if you're listening to us on the archives, you can always send us an email at talk@krbnradio.com. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And if nothing else, just send us a note, say hi. Let us know you're out there. But again, we'll be back next Monday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And
it's p.m.
It's p.m.
That's 1 o'clock Pacific time, by the way.
Exactly.
Just so that everybody knows.
Anyways, have a happy and safe Halloween, everybody, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Be sure to check us out on the internet at www.krbnradio.com or email us with your show ideas at talk@krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.